That fund is not a kind of Father Christmas. Mr. Chairman, my role is not to sponsor or help somebody christen the child. They won't be packaged for funerals. If I'm coming for somebody's funeral, I'm coming as a member of parliament or as a friend or as a family member. I'll pay that one. Areas of priorities has to do with conscientization. I'll let the people know the areas I'm going to emphasize. And that has to do with infrastructure development. Talking community libraries, helping to rehabilitate schools in the Zongos. Arabic instructors. As soon as the Arabic instructor leaves the school closes. If we're able to empower the Arabic instructor by paying him, in fact, it was a model that I introduced under youth employment, voluntary service. That brought a lot of children and they had time to teach. If it had to do with social development, we are talking of non-formal education, childhood education development, ICT. Our youth in Zongos are more intuned into ICT, but we have not made an effort to bring them together to probably help enhance their level of tuition, to let them master the hardware or the software so that they become experts. Zongos, we are gifted. When I talk of cultural promotion, anything the Zongos do, by the time you realize, it is the elite residential areas that pick it. Check. Soboro. Now we brought it. They've taken it. Koko. Now it's Koboking. Bokina. They've taken it. Kose, they've taken it. Tuzafi, if you don't take time, it's gone. So it is something we need to give them a way of helping them package these things and help them open bigger restaurants. And I believe if we give them or link them up to Ministry of Tourism, this will help us. And the Zongo people can also boast of having something as their heritage.